So when you were little, was your father working?
Yeah, my father's working.
What did he do?
On the council.
Oh, right, okay. And what about your mother? Did she...
My mother was working in Evans Williams' clean office down the road.
So what was she doing?
Cleaning.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes. Yeah.
How many brothers?
I got one brother, one sister.
Are they older or younger? Are you in the middle?
I'm older. My brother's second. My sister's third.
You're the boss then, are you?
Yes. I'm the boss.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school in Leicestershire first.
Yeah.
And then I went to the primary school in Girls and Boys School in Fishguard. From there then I went to Fishguard High School.
And did you like school?
Yeah, I did like school, yeah.
And what did you like best at school?
I like swimming and gym and all that.
Did you do a lot of that type of thing at school?
Yeah.
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 And how old were you when you left school?
16.
And how did you feel about leaving school? Were you happy? Were you sad?
I was sad.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was sad. I'm very sad.
Oh, why were you sad? Tell me how you were.
I was leaving, see, and all my friends said, oh, you're leaving us, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty sad.
Yeah, yeah. So when you were, when you knew you were leaving school at 16,
yeah.
Did you have a job to go to?
When the manager went up to the school and asked me, do I want a sewing job in Dewis?
The manager from the factory?
Yeah, in Slimmer now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mr. Mowat, name is.
So did he go round the school?
Yeah, he went round the school, told me you got the job, you start on Monday.
Oh, brilliant. And how did you feel about that then?
A bit nervous, a bit, you know?
Yeah. Did you have, was there anything else at the time you thought, oh, I'd like to go and do that, or I'd like to go and do that, you know, before you'd seen Mr. Moffat? Did you have any idea?
Well, he asked me, can I sew, see?
Yeah.
Bar tacking, loops and all that stuff.
Yeah. Could you sew before you went there then? Or was that something you learned?
I had an interview first.
Right.
And then I started.
Right. Was the interview at the factory?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did they ask you in the interview?
Have you used a sewing machine before and all that stuff?
Yeah. And had you used one before?
No.
Did you have to show them then?
Well, they showed me what to do, you know, bar tacking I was doing and, you know.
Yeah. Could you do it?
Yes, I did it.
They were impressed?
Yeah, they were impressed.
Yeah. So, what happened then? Did they tell you that you had the job?
I had the job then.
So how long did you have to wait before
About
starting?
A week.
Well, it wasn't long then.
No.
So, you were in school 1 week?
Yeah.
And the next week?
Yeah, start the job.
What did your parents say then that you'd got a job?
They were pleased with it.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, when I was working at Dewhurst, my father died upstairs in the house then.
Oh no.
They had to take me home.
Oh
gosh. My father was dead when I got home. I was 18 then.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 18 then.
It was sudden, was it?
Yeah.
Definitely? Oh,
63 was.
Yeah.
You know?
That must have been difficult.
Yeah, difficult, you know?
Yeah.
I was in Dewhurst then, say.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said on a phone call from my mum, my father died, passed away upstairs. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah, that's not surprising, is it, really?
Yeah.
She'd had a terrible shock.
She had a shock. And then next door then, my grandfather then,
yeah.
Come out of hospital, down the street then, with his pyjamas, my brother had to come out and fetch him.
Oh.
He was down the street with his pyjamas on.
Yeah, he'd forgotten it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People do forget things.
Yeah, they do.
Get a bit
yeah.
Older, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so...
Was that your mother's father or your father's father?
Oh, my mother's father, that was.
Oh, right, yeah.
My father's father was born down in Cahiria, down in Solva.
Oh, right, right.
We're making a family tree now, see?
Oh, are you? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, mate, isn't
it?
It's
a lot of work.
Yeah. So tell me now about the job.
Yeah.
Can you remember your first day? It's a long time ago.
Yeah, I started on the Monday.
Do you remember going in for the first time?
Yeah.
How did you feel?
A bit nervous.
Yeah. What did you see and what could you hear?
Noise and machines and all that stuff. No.
Did you know somebody who worked there already?
Yes, I did.
So
yeah.
Who was that then?
Ros Knight, my friend from Fishguard.
So there was a familiar
yes.
face there?
Yes, yeah. I started 1978.
1978, you remember?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. So you went in and you felt a bit nervous?
Nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were there lots of people there?
Yeah, a lot of people there and all that, you know.
Yeah. About how many people do you think worked there?
Oh, about a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
What about the noise then?
Oh, there's...
Noise in the machines?
Yeah, machines and all that stuff.
How did you feel about that then? Because that was a bit different.
Different, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah. And then I went for my presentation then.
Yeah. So when you first started, did somebody show you what
yeah,
to do?
Yeah, they did, yes.
So who?
Supervisor.
Supervisor, right.
Yeah.
So tell me again what you went on first of all.
I went bar tacking first.
Yeah.
No, hang on, no. Yeah, bar tacking first. And then I was turning garments then, turning the trousers
yeah.
outside.
Right.
And then I was on the loop machine then.
Was it difficult?
Very difficult.
Did you have targets then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Targets.
Can you remember what they were?
I had to do 2,000 or something, or 200 something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
So when you started there, did you feel that you wanted to do the job?
Yeah, I wanted to do the job.
So why did you want to do it, do you think?
They asked me to write, could I sew?
Yeah.
Have a go, and I stuck there that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Till 2002.
Yeah, it's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 So if you hadn't gone to the factory then, what do you think you would have done?
I'd done something else then, say.
Yeah, like what? What else did you like doing?
Well, I could cook in the kitchen or something, or...
Oh, right.
You know, cooking, but I didn't do it then.
No. Were there any other factories in the area, or was it just Dewhurst?
It was Dewhurst, it was Cardigan, it was Knighton, Swansea.
Yeah. But it was just sewing, there were different types of factories, were there?
The Cardigan factory was making jeans.
Oh, right, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Making jeans and, yeah.
So, can you remember how much they were paying you?
£141.
A week, then?
Every week.
Yeah. So what did you think of that, then?
Good.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you remember getting your first pay packet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then after that, we had, slips, then.
Yeah.
They put them in the bank for you.
Oh, right, yeah.
After that.
So when you were getting your pay packet,
yeah.
What were you doing? Were you giving some to your
I was giving to my mother then, say, for rent.
Yeah, you were giving it all in?
No, some of it.
Yeah. So what were you doing with the rest then?
I was keeping it to go shopping and help my mum and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice to have your own money, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Was there anybody else from the family working in the factory?
No, only me.
Yeah. You were important then?
Oh yeah, I was important.
Yeah. Was your mother working at the time?
Yeah.
She was
my mother,
well.
Yeah, I went to Williams Yard down the road, cleaning in the office.
But your brother and your sister were younger, were they?
Yeah.
Were they still in school when you
were my sister was. Yeah. And then my brother then finished school. He went to, you know, Iceland in Halford West.
Yeah.
Tesco was there.
Yeah.
He went from there then. To Fishguard, got his own business now.
Oh, brilliant. So
yeah.
What is the business?
He used to have a butcher shop.
Oh, fantastic.
And now he's got a sausage factory now.
Gosh, yeah. Do you get discounted meat?
Yeah, I do. I do get that meat. Yeah.
You know when Mr. Moffat, is it Mr. Moffat the name of the...
Mr. Mowat.
Mr. Mowat, see me.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Do you know when he was coming round and asking... Do people want a job? Did he ask for any qualifications or did he just want you to show
well,
what you could do?
He wanted to see my CV and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
How you get it on.
Yeah.
You know?
So was he happy with that?
He was happy, yeah.
Did you do exams in school?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I finished 5F.
Oh,
No?
Yeah.
Then I went to PRP then, training and in McNeilan then.
Right.
Before I come here.
Yeah.
And I went from Neilan to Milford.
Yeah.
From Milford to the lodge. And they finished me off. Yeah. And I went up to work links in the old library.
Yeah.
Jean asked me, do I want to join Francis' class?
Yeah, yeah.
And I did.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Right.
How did other people speak about the girls working in the factory? Do you know what I mean? Did they think it was good work?
It was good work, yeah.
It was. Do you think they thought it was a good job to have?
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I met all my friends and, you know, Rita.
Yeah. Did they take care of you?
Yeah, they did care of me, yeah.
So would you say people looked after each
other?
Yeah,
they looked after each other, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did.
So when you first went to the factories, all this noise and all these people, was there something you didn't like about it?
Well, I didn't like the heat. It was too hot.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, nearly fainted.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, on the machine, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it was hot because of the machines, was
it? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. They were very good to me in the factory.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good, you know.
You'd say they were good employers?
The employers, yes. Yeah.
So apart from the heat, was there anything else you didn't like?
Well, I liked it all, you know, except the heat.
Yeah. But it was summer when you started, or was it winter?
Summer.
It was summer. Was it hot because it was summer as well?
Yeah, we were hot, see?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So after you got the job, did you go on to do different types of job? Can you tell me about that?
I was on machine first. Then they moved me then. I went to turn garments then for a while. And they put me back on machine then to do more sewing.
Yeah.
It was off and on, you know.
What did you like best?
The machine I like.
Why is that?
Sewing.
Yeah, you like the sewing.
If you turn a garment, trousers, you go stand up all day.
Oh, right, yeah.
With a machine, you can sit down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's better on the legs, is it?
Yeah. Got you, see, Susan.
You got me, Daphne.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
You know the other girls working there, were they young girls or older women or what?
Older women as well.
Yeah. A bit of both?
Bit of both, you could say.
Yeah.
You know, and then we had a shop there next door, we'd buy something at discount.
Oh, right. How much of a discount was there, can you remember?
50%, I think.
Gosh, good discount then.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you buy anything?
Yeah, I bought trousers and shoes. No.
Oh, they had shoes there as well?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
What else did they have then? What else did they have? They had trousers?
Trousers, shoes. They had tops as well, cardigans and all that stuff.
Could you buy stuff for other members of the family?
Yeah, if they wanted. Yeah. If they wanted.
Yeah.
You know.
So when you started there were lots of girls. Was it mainly women working?
No, it was women and men.
Oh, right. Were there men on the machines as well?
The men was doing the pressing, and the boys was on the machines as well. So men, you know.
Yeah, so it was women doing the sewing.
Yes.
What about the turning then?
The women were doing turning and the men as well.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were lots of people working there. Did that change as time go on? Did it become less and less and less people working there?
Yeah, less and less, less then. Some people say you leave today.
Yeah.
You don't have a job. They can say, "Well, we sack you."
Oh, right.
So I carried on.
Yeah.
Till 2002.
Yeah.
Because my redundancies,
yeah.
The money.
Yeah. Well, then, did people get sacked then sometimes?
Some people did. Yeah, they did.
Why? What did they get sacked for?
They wasn't doing enough work, you know, sewing. You know.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Not everybody can do it, though, can they?
No.
What, they couldn't reach the targets?
They couldn't reach the targets, you know.
Yeah. So what would they tell them then? Or you've got to leave?
You've got to leave. You've got to leave, you know.
Yeah.
Or we sack you.
Yeah. Oh, that's difficult, isn't it?
It is difficult.
Yeah. But you could do your job.
I could do my job, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were saying when, you know, you could move from one job to a bar tacking and then turn in. Did somebody show you then?
Yeah, turn in. You had to take the sew bars off the trousers inside and then you had to turn it out ready for the presses.
So did somebody show you how to do it?
Yeah, yeah, did.
So did you get paid by how much you'd done? Or, you know, did you get paid by the hour? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, paid by the hour.
By the hour, is it?
Yeah.
But you still had those targets?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever panic thinking, oh no, I can't reach my target?
I was panicking, I was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah. So what would happen if you felt a bit behind? Could you get somebody to help?
Somebody would help me then, right.
So who would come and help you?
Somebody else, like a woman or man, help me, you know, Susan? No.
Did the factory managers or the supervisors, did they offer any training at the factory? Or was it just show you what to do?
Well, we had to go training.
So where did you go training?
We had to train there in the factory.
Right.
They had like a little screen to go around, no? Stop people seeing what you're doing.
Oh, right.
You had a scream.
Yeah.
You know.
But that was in the factory itself.
Yeah.
So you were behind that?
Yeah, right? Behind that training I was.
So you on your own or you with other girls?
Other girls, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who would train you? Would it be the supervisor?
Supervisor trained me, you know.
Yeah. Was that hard?
Very hard. Very hard.
What was hard about it, do you think?
I was on a flat machine, I was, doing back stitch.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it.
Ah.
It was too hard.
Yeah.
So what? You had a machine, you had to go like that,
oh,
your knee.
Gosh, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So what happened then?
They took me off then.
Yeah.
They put me on another job then.
Oh, were you glad?
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
My knee was...
Yeah, it's not good for the knee, is it?
No.
I'm swinging the knee all day.
Swinging all day, you know.
Yeah, but some girls used to do that all the time.
Yeah, they did, yeah. They did.
Were there many married women working there then?
There was.
Did they have children?
Yeah, they had children, yes.
So who would look after them then?
I think their husbands, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have a flat machine go like that on my knee.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you?
My knee was rubbing, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to go to the sick room, I'd say.
Oh, did you?
Nearly fainted.
Oh, gosh.
We had a little sick room there then, say.
Yeah. So what happened? You've been doing that. You've been swinging your leg, doing the back stitching all day.
Yeah, and rubbing my knee.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
No, I don't blame you. I wouldn't like that either.
Yeah, there's no jobs about, Susan.
No. No, there's nothing,
is there? I can't find one anymore.
No.
But I went to Show Trust this week.
Yeah.
And they can't do any more for me.
Can't they?
No, they can't find anything.
Oh, gosh.
So they signed me off.
Oh, right.
So I don't have to go back again.
Oh, there we are. There are no jobs, Daphne, that's the problem.
No.
There
no.
are no jobs around here, are there? You wouldn't want to move anywhere else, would you?
I can't move, see?
No.
I've got my sister Haft West.
Yeah.
I've got my brother in Goodick.
Yeah.
You know, Susan.
It's your home, isn't it? It's your home, isn't it?
It is my home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't move from here.
No.
No.
Or something might turn up, Daphne.
Yeah, one day, I expect.
Yeah.
I'll be too old then.
I can retire then.
Yeah.
No, tired. You never know.
Never know.
Right. What time did you start in the factory?
8 o'clock in the morning.
So how did you get there?
Bus from Tews Cross.
So was it a service bus?
No. Edwards had the special bus.
Right.
I caught the bus up Leicester Square.
Yeah.
Into Goodick and they dropped me home at night.
So what time did you catch the bus?
7:30.
Yeah.
We had to be there by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Did you have to pay work for the bus there?
Yeah, £3.
Oh.
Take it up from your wages.
Oh, right, okay.
And then when my friend then from Wiscastle, she was into hers then.
Yeah.
And she asked me, do I want to lift with her in the car? To work.
Oh, that's handy.
Fiver would pay you, and then when she retired, then I had to catch the bus.
Oh, right, I see. Yeah.
Because the bus, Edward's brothers from Tews Cross.
Yeah. Were there many on the bus? Yeah. Was it fun or was it boring?
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Bit of fun.
Yeah.
No.
So you started at 8?
Yeah.
And what time did you finish?
6
then?
O'clock.
It's a long day, isn't it?
It is a long day.
8 to 6.
Yeah, it is.
So, at what time did you have breaks then?
We had a break at 10 o'clock. We had dinner then at 1 o'clock.
For how long? An hour?
An hour. Yeah.
So did you, was there a canteen then?
Yeah, it was a canteen there.
Did you have food there?
I bought my own food. We had a smoke room there.
Yeah.
You can have a cold, hot drink from the hot drink machines and all that stuff.
Yeah. Did you, you brought your own food, you said?
Yeah.
Did you smoke at the time?
No, I didn't smoke. No, we had a non-smoke room there and a smoking room as well.
Right. So, what were the facilities like? You know, the canteen?
The canteen was okay, no.
But you didn't buy food?
No.
Hot food then?
No. My mother was making me food when I got home, see?
Oh, right.
We were living in my little clan then, see?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, after that, then we applied for bungalows from gardens, comes up then.
Oh, there we are.
So we moved from that house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much for my mother.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
3 bedrooms, Susan.
Yeah, it's too big.
Too big.
Yeah.
You know, so I lost my mum, my dad.
Oh, did you? You lost your mum? When did you lose your mother then?
2000 was.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It is difficult.
Yeah. So do you live on your own?
I live on my own now.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, happy.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. So have you got a flat or something? Or
no, I've got a council bungalow.
Oh, there we are.
I've got to pay the bedroom tax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I missed out. If I'd been there 18 years,
yeah,
I would have some back.
Yeah.
But I haven't been there long enough.
Oh, it's a shame.
It is a shame.
How long have you been there then?
13 years.
Oh gosh, that's
missed out.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So how much will you have to pay then? How much extra have you got to pay?
£14.
A week or a month?
A fortnight on my bedroom tax.
It's quite a lot, isn't
it? Is
it
is a lot.
It's quite a lot for nothing. You don't get anything more, do you?
No, no.
Really? But you wouldn't move from there?
No, I wouldn't move from there.
No,
I wouldn't move from there.
No, don't blame you.
Don't blame me.
You know with the work hours in Slimline?
Yeah.
There was a day shift. There weren't no night shifts.
No.
And there wasn't
Well, you can work, you can work late if you want to. But I didn't, I went home at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's enough, isn't it? The day's long enough.
Day's too long, Susan.
Yeah.
No. Oh, we had a lovely canteen there.
What type of meals did they make then? I know you had sandwiches, but...
They made breakfast in the morning.
Oh, did they?
They made cooked dinner time.
Oh, lovely.
Or sandwiches, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can have a cup of tea then, 3 o'clock then.
Yeah.
But the canteen was closed enough for.
Oh, right. Did you have to pay for tea?
Yes,
yeah. You had to pay.
And out from the machines as well.
Yeah. We were talking about... Oh, did you have to clock in?
Yeah, I went to clock in. Yeah.
And clock out?
Yeah, clock out.
Yeah.
Because when I started, we had, cards.
Oh, right.
Like a clock machine in the what do you call it? In the...
Reception or something? Or the way in, is it?
No, in the way in the entrance.
Oh, right, yeah.
You had to clock in every morning. And then we got rid of those cards, we had like a timesheet, clock in, and then put tickets on your timesheet, and then you get paid.
Oh, right, yeah.
The office was doing that.
Oh, right.
Because our money was from Swansea, see?
Yeah, oh, I see, right. So what if you were late in the morning, what would happen then?
If I was late coming in into work,
yeah,
they duck your wages.
Oh, would they?
Yeah.
How much would they take then?
I don't know.
Can't remember. It's a long time ago, wasn't
it? Long time ago.
Were you ever late?
No.
But you were getting the bus when you first
of all. Yeah, yeah. I remember they had breast cancer.
Yeah.
I went home first because she was ill, you know.
Oh,
and I had a phone call saying, I told them I couldn't come in now. My mother was on the floor all night, Susan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't lift her.
Yeah.
So my brother had to take me back into work.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So that was while you were working?
Yes, yeah.
So were they quite helpful
at
work?
Yeah, they were helpful, yes.
Because, you know, it was a difficult
time,
wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you
Could you have time off for them then, if you wanted to help your mother?
No, they wouldn't give me time off.
Alright.
No.
Yeah.
They give me time off now to see her in Singleton Hospital in Swansea.
Right.
Long time.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's difficult when you've got somebody at home who's ill, isn't it?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
They wouldn't want to send me home.
Oh, they wouldn't.
No, they said, oh, your mother would be alright. My mother wasn't alright.
No.
My mother wasn't well.
Yeah. They weren't that sympathetic,
though. No.
No.
They wasn't.
They wanted the work done, didn't
they? Yeah, they want the work done, see?
Yeah, yeah.
The health came first, not the work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, your mum comes first, isn't it?
Yes. My mum first.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, with the wages, was everybody getting the same type of wages?
Different wages, higher than me.
Oh, right.
I was on a low rate.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Why is that then?
Because they were making my money up, see?
Oh, right. So who was making it up?
The office was making it up.
Oh, right.
Because my money was down, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If I was working hard now, I'd be
flying
up. You know.
But you were happy with the work.
Yeah, I'm happy with the work.
Yeah. And the money?
I'm happy with the money.
Yeah.
You know.
What did you like spending the money on then?
Food and clothes and all that stuff.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about the shops, the shop in the factory.
Yeah.
Did they give you any perks sometimes? Did they give you presents sometimes, say Christmas time, something like that?
Yeah, they did give you presents. We had a raffle and we were doing the raffle. We were a big raffle. I won the raffle prize.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes.
Can you remember what it was?
Box of biscuits, wine and fruit and all that stuff.
Yeah. Was it fun then at Christmas time?
It was fun.
Did you decorate?
Yes, we did decorate. The factory.
Was there a union in the factory?
Yes, there was a union.
Can you remember which one it was?
Oh.
It was in the tailors and garments, was it? If you can't remember,
No, I can't.
It's fine. Were you a member of the union?
Yeah, I was a member of the union.
Did you have to be?
Well, you can join if you want to.
Yeah. But you decided to join,
didn't you? Yeah. Yeah.
So if you had a problem with anything then, could you go and see the
Yeah.
So did you have to go and see the shop steward and ask about anything sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
So can you give an example? When would you go and ask? You know, did you ever have any problems that you needed to ask about there?
Well, only about the work and machine, you know, if it breaks down and... All that stuff.
So who would you see then? Would that be the supervisor?
Supervisor.
Right.
My machine did break down.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, the belt came off.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What happened then?
It went on fire, Susan.
Oh, dear. You must have been working so quickly. It went on fire.
Yeah.
While you were sitting there?
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened?
Mechanic had to come and fix it.
Oh, gosh. So did smoke come out of it?
It did smoke, did come out.
You must have thought there's something wrong here.
There must be something wrong there, man.
Yeah. So what happened then? Because you didn't have your machine then.
Well, I had my machine.
Yeah.
And it's still smoking a bit. They didn't put the belt back properly.
Oh, no.
Mechanics.
Yeah.
Break down, see?
Yeah. But when it went on fire, you couldn't use it after
no.
that?
No.
So did they get you a new one?
They had to send it away and I had to wait for a week.
Oh, so what did you do while you waited?
I had to go to Ngarmans, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Were there ever any disputes there about pay or anything?
Dispute?
You know, were people ever unhappy there?
Well, some people wasn't happy about the pay and wasn't right and...
What, there was a mistake?
Mistake, or? You get holiday pay, was a mistake and all that stuff.
So what would happen then?
We had to go back to the office then.
Right.
Wages office and tell them, yeah. Done mistake.
Do you think the girls there, the workers, were treated fairly? Were the bosses fair?
The bosses were...
They were?
Yeah.
Oh,
good. Yeah, they were good, you know.
And how did the girls get on with the supervisors?
Oh, a good laugh and all that stuff, Susan.
So the supervisors had been doing the same type of
work themselves. You know, we had to get them all out, put them on the lorry, see?
Yeah.
To go up to Carterhendry, you know.
Oh, right.
Good for Mark Spencer's.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that warehouse is closed down now, see?
Yeah, they've all closed, haven't they? Did you feel proud that you were making clothes for
Yes,
expenses,
yeah, I
then?
Did, yeah.
They're nice garments.
Yeah, we made shorts as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they came back then, some woman said, oh, look at these pink shorts, I don't like them. Because they were dyeing them, see?
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We had to send them away to be dyed.
After sewing them?
Yes.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Pink shorts, blue shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate.
You didn't like them?
No.
No.
Elastic waist.
Oh, right.
Round here, you know?
Yeah. You didn't like them?
No.
No. What did you wear when you went to work? Did you have an overall?
I had an overall first, and after that, then the girls said, I don't wear overalls because I had an old pair of. Jumper and old pair of trousers.
Yeah. Why did they say don't wear an overall?
It was too hot.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So work didn't give you any clothes?
No.
Oh, right.
No. They had your own clothes.
Yeah. Was the work dangerous in any way?
Yeah, it was. When you put your finger in the machine. Because I had that nail off.
Can you tell me what happened?
Well, I went to friend the machines, eh?
Yeah.
And my nail got stuck.
Oh, gosh.
And they had to take me up to the health centre. And they said, you lost your nail. I couldn't use the machine then.
Yeah. Is it painful?
Yeah, it is painful.
So where did you go, did you say?
Health centre in Fishguard.
To the surgery, is
yeah.
it? They didn't have a nurse in work to have looked at it.
They had a first aid.
Oh, right, I see. But the needle wasn't still in it, was it?
No.
Sometimes the needle gets stuck in.
You know, my nail...
Came off. Oh, gosh, it must have been painful. You screaming?
Yeah. I was heading on my machine then because somebody else was on it.
Yeah.
Because of my nail.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was sitting down all day watching.
Oh, I see.
Susan.
Yeah.
Watching, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That nail
was.
No, you've got
to be careful. Yeah.
Yeah, that nail was.
Could you get any compensation for that then or something?
Yeah, they put it down on the first aid book.
Oh. But did they pay you any compensation?
Yeah, they did, yeah. Did they? Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Sick.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah. So how much. Did they give you like a lump sum for?
Yeah, yeah.
So can you remember how much it was?
Oh, it wasn't much.
Oh, right.
I can't remember now.
Yeah. Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. But you still had to go to work,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah. Oh. I had to sit down all day.
Oh, gosh, that's boring.
Because I couldn't...
No. But you couldn't stay at home?
No, I couldn't. You sit down all day, see?
Yeah. But you couldn't turn garments either then, with your fingers?
No,
like
I couldn't.
Your thumb, I should say,
no.
Really.
I had a stitch there.
Oh,
and
right.
Then I had, what do you call it? Bandage, you could say.
Yeah.
And I went like that.
Oh, it's pink then, is it?
Yeah. I went like that.
No, you couldn't use a machine like that.
No,
you
can't.
No. Can you remember if there were any rules or regulations in the factory?
Yeah, we helped with safety and rules, you know, allow drink on the flat floor, and health safety with the needle in your finger. And
so what do they say? Do not what?
Do not drink on the factory floor.
Yeah.
If you want a drink, you've got to go in the smoke room or outside.
Yeah. But just during break time, that yeah. was, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. No smoking, factory floor.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Anything else?
No bags on the factory floor.
Oh, why is that then?
Because health and safety.
Oh, right.
We had to put our bags in the lockers.
Oh, right. Oh, you had a locker?
Yeah, I had a locker in the girls' cloak, ladies' cloak room.
They were worried about people taking things?
Yeah, they did, yes.
Did they?
Pinch money and all that stuff.
Oh, right.
They did. Somebody left their wages on the machine.
Yeah.
Turned around. Gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Or somebody been quick there.
Yeah,
then.
Quick.
Did they get it back?
No.
Oh, gosh.
They had to pay it again, you know.
Did they? Oh, they did pay it again?
Yeah.
Gosh.
No.
Or at least they paid it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Did they worry about having clothes taken then?
No, no clothes.
That didn't happen. You know, like the clothes that were being made, I mean.
No.
No.
Oh, no. Right. Only people leave their wages on the...
Yeah.
Machine yeah. gone.
Did they bring the wages round then?
Yes, they did, in box. Yeah, they did.
Oh, so it could happen quite easily yeah. that you leave it there.
Yeah, and then after the wages finished, we had like pay slips.
Yeah.
They had to go in the office to collect them themselves.
Right.
And
oh,
then
I see.
Get
right.
supervisors and give them out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, see? All gone now.
All gone, totally gone.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
No, no work, nothing.
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it?
It is a shame.
Yeah.
I haven't got a cardigan one, what you said last week.
Yeah.
It's too far.
Oh, did they offer you to go there then?
Short trust, yes.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's too far.
Yeah, it is.
It takes an hour from you on the bus for me to go cardigan.
Yeah, that's
true. An hour up till past 10.
Yeah.
It's too far.
Yeah.
No.
What, the new place in Cardigan?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, right.
Where is it then, Susan?
I'm not sure. Is it called Higher Denim or something?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't think they've got many people working there, have they?
No.
It's not a huge place.
No.
No.
They told me it's too far on the bus.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is far.
But I live here, see?
Yeah.
It takes an hour.
Yeah. And an hour back. It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours. Then anyway. Yes. Yeah, 2 hours, Susan.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 hours.
You're doing well, Daphne.
I am. Am
yeah.
I?
Yeah, brilliant.
That's okay then.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Right then. You know, we were talking about health and safety.
Yes.
Right? Who was in charge of that?
Supervisor.
Oh, right. So they'd be watching out if there was a bag on the floor. Or
yes. My cousin Wendy. She was supervisor, see?
Oh,
she was
right.
a manager.
Yeah.
And she said, bags off the floor, she said.
Yeah.
In the lockers.
Yeah.
Because you catch fire.
Yeah. Or somebody could fall.
Fall. Trip.
Yeah. Did people fall?
Yes, they did.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I had to put my bag in the locker, see?
Yeah.
Up the way.
Yeah.
And my coat. No coats on the chairs, nothing.
Oh, right. Because of health and safety.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
if there's a bag on the factory floor now, Susan, you can go on fire, see?
Yeah.
You know?
Were they quite strict then?
Yeah, they were strict. Yeah. They were strict.
Yeah.
Really strict. Yeah, they were.
You did not go on courses about health and safety, did you?
No, I didn't go, no. No. Down PRP I went to health and safety course.
Where was that?
Down in... Milford, Nayland.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
We were talking earlier, so it was hot in the factory.
Yeah, it was hot,
was
yes.
Was it ever cold there then?
Yeah, it was cold in the winter and hot in summer.
Oh.
Like that.
Yeah.
You could say.
Was it quite light?
Yeah, it was light, yeah.
You needed light to sew,
yeah,
didn't
so,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So,
Did Did you ever have a chance to play radio or something while you were working? Was there music there?
There was music there, yes. There was music there.
So what was it, the radio?
Radio.
So they were playing that for you?
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
All right, was it yeah. like a tannoy or something?
Tannoy, yeah, on tannoy.
So what was it, Radio 1 or Radio 2?
Radio 1, I think, Susan.
Did people used to sing?
Yeah.
Did they? Did you sing?
Yeah. Yeah, I did sing.
Can you remember any of the songs?
Might be Singing in the Rain, perhaps. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you allowed to talk when you were working?
No, you wasn't allowed. No. Only in the dinner break.
Did they tell you, or don't talk?
Don't talk to somebody now, because they're busy.
Oh, right.
Because your targets will be down.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But what if they caught you talking? Would you have a row? I'd
have a row.
Oh. So what would they say?
Go back to your machine, they said.
Yeah.
So I did then, you know, back to the machine. I talked in my dinner break, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or tea time, whatever.
Did you find that frustrating? You know, if you wanted a quick word with somebody?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. They told me off. No.
You said it was noisy then. Did you have anything to protect your ears?
No, I didn't.
No.
No.
We talked about smoking, haven't we?
Yes.
No smoking allowed.
No smoking allowed.
Talking about health now, right? Do
yeah.
you think you've suffered any effects of the work? You know, we were talking
well, dust from the machines.
All right.
When you blow your machine down,
yeah.
you get dust.
Yeah.
Goes on your chest.
All right.
We had to have masks.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's affected your health?
Yeah, I had to have a mask.
Yeah. But has it affected your chest now, do you think? Or are you all right?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Has the sound affected your hearing at all?
No.
Your hearing's fine, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had a mask in the factory.
Yeah.
Full of dust, and I took the mask off, it was too hot.
Yeah. Yeah. You were always getting too hot.
I know.
So you were responsible for cleaning the machine?
Yes, yeah.
So how often would that happen?
We had to clean it before we go home at night time.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So how long would that take?
About 5 minutes, you could say.
Oh, not too long then.
Not too long, you had to blow it all down.
Yeah. With what?
With a blower.
Oh, right.
And then you had to polish it down and...
Yeah. What about the floor then? Because they must have made
enough... We had cleaners there, to clean the floor.
Right.
So we had a visit, you know, Matt Spencer was coming along.
Yeah.
See what we were making.
Oh, right. Who was that then?
One of the big bosses.
Oh, right.
We had to clean all the machines down and all that.
Oh, for his visit. Was it a man or a woman who came?
A woman. Yeah, we had to clean all the machines down.
Oh, just the machine was coming?
Yes. We had to clean it all down.
So did you make an impression?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And supervisor said, all coats must be in the cloakroom.
Yeah.
Quick, now she said.
Everybody on best behaviour.
Yeah,
then,
best
it?
Behaving and...
Did she speak to you then when she came round?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She was looking at my loopsy. And she said, you're doing really well, she said.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were a few men working there.
Yeah.
The
they were pressing, they were.
And pressing. So
yeah.
How did the women treat the men? Did they tease
them? They tease. The men were teasing me.
Were they?
Yeah.
What were they saying?
Oh, saying Liverpool to me and all that stuff.
Or Liverpool football?
Yes.
Why, who do you support?
Liverpool.
Oh, you support Liverpool?
Yeah.
And they were supporting someone else?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
And then in the warehouse, in the factory then, the women was checking the trousers, sizes on.
All right.
Like you pin it with a gun.
Yeah.
And then it goes through the bagging machine then, put polythene bag down like that.
Yeah.
And then goes out to the lorry then.
Oh, right, so they all be packed ready now?
Yes, packed ready, you know.
But you didn't do that job?
I didn't do that job.
Oh. was doing that, men and women?
The men and the women was doing
right.
that.
Oh, right, yeah.
No.
But you were saying the men were teasing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Men were teasing me.
Were you teasing them back?
Yes. Say, but Man United, Chelsea, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
No. No.
So how many days a week did you work?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days a week.
4 days
a week. We used to have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Oh, right.
And then we get 2 weeks in summer holidays, week off Whitsun, and then long weekend, then Easter.
Oh, lovely. But you get paid for holidays,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, we get paid, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So how many hours a week was it all together then? Can you remember?
39, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah. Could you? But you could do overtime if you wanted to.
Yeah,
well,
if you want to. You know. If you want to. You know, so... yeah, if you want to do overtime.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it because
no.
I had to go home. Too late.
Did you get paid... What, did the other girls get paid more for overtime?
Yeah, they did.
Did they
get higher? Yeah, they did.
It was it?
Yeah.
Can you? Do you know how much it was?
No idea.
Oh.
No idea.
When you had the 2 weeks in the summer then,
yeah.
Did the factory shut down?
Yeah, the factory shut then.
Yeah, everybody was off.
Off then, yeah. Some holidays.
Did you look forward to that?
Yes, yeah. And then we had a week off then in October.
Oh, right.
And then week off then Christmas time.
Yeah. Well, you had quite a lot of time off then.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
So what would you do when you had your time off?
I was busy home doing the garden, my mother and,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Make it, you know.
Did you ever go away?
Yeah, I went away on holiday and
where did you go?
My father had a caravan and torn caravan up New Quay. When my father died, me and my mother went to Llandudno on a bus tour.
Oh, right.
You know.
Was it good?
Really good.
Yeah. Did you ever go on a holiday with girls from work?
No.
No. Did you go out with them?
I went out with them into the Rose and Crown long time ago when I was 18.
Yeah.
And they gave me vodka.
Oh!
I'm drunk. I can go. Can go back on the machine.
Always during a work day, is it?
Yes.
Lunchtime, did you?
Yes. I can go back on the machine. I was drunk.
What did they say in work then?
Disgusting. Don't we ever go to the pub again, they said.
Hey, those girls were a bad influence.
I know one of them in Halford West.
Yeah.
Donna Armstrong, my friend. She took me to the Rose and Crown.
Yeah. Did you know it was vodka?
No. I drank it.
Did they give you a row in work?
Yeah, they did.
So how did they realise you'd had vodka?
They could smell it in my breath. They said, no more vodka. Anymore, they said.
Did you ever do it again?
No.
No. You didn't have a warning?
No, only now.
Yeah.
I was 18, I was.
You were 18. So when you were travelling to work on the bus, how long would it take you? About half an hour?
Half an hour, you would say.
Yeah.
Edwards from Tews Cross. Big bus.
Yeah. I'll just wait for that chap to stop talking, okay? Somebody noisy outside. Oh, there we are, he's quiet now.
Yeah.
Did the girls in work ever organise like social events? Anything outside work? You know, nights out or trips or...
We went on a trip once, we went to... Cheddar Gorge.
Oh, lovely.
Long time ago.
Yeah, on a bus?
Yeah, on a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a Saturday?
Yeah, on a Saturday.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
What did you do on the trip?
Oh, we went walk around and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. How many of you went?
Oh, a few of us went.
Good laugh?
Good laugh, Susan.
What about, we talked about Christmas time earlier, yeah. Was there a Christmas party, did you say?
Yeah, we did have a Christmas party.
Was that in the factory or outside?
Outside, we had the Christmas party in the Bay Hotel.
Oh, lovely.
Long time ago.
Yeah, so you had food?
Yeah, we had food and all that stuff.
Did work pay or did you have to pay?
We had to pay.
Right.
We had a bus then take us home.
Yeah.
Half the girls were drunk. I wasn't.
You weren't?
No.
You don't like drinking?
No. No.
There wasn't a social club in work, was there?
No, it was no social club.
Some factories, I'm
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm doing.
Brilliantly. Is there any one day or any one event that sticks in your mind about working in the factory? Can you remember something? You think, when you think about your time in the factory, you think, oh gosh, I remember that day.
Yeah.
Is there something? Somebody came to see the place or something you did on a special day?
Oh, we had an open day.
Oh, did you?
Yes, people were coming round and look, we were doing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We had an open day.
Was it people from the public or like business people?
From the public.
Oh, right.
We had an open day and they came round to see what we were doing. Supervisor showed them round.
Did many people come?
Yeah, they did turn up, yes, they did.
So did you have to be on your best behaviour?
Yes,
yeah. All the bags locked
yes,
away?
Yes, locked away, coats and everything.
Was there somebody you knew who came?
Yeah, I knew somebody, yes.
Who was that then?
Somebody from Fishguard. No.
So what did they think of the factory?
Good. They said they shouldn't close down like that. I could be there right today, like Rita said.
Yeah. Shame, isn't it?
It's a shame, there's nothing there now.
Yeah.
Only frames down the bottom.
Yeah.
That's all it is. No.
Did you ever get bored working there?
Yeah, I did get bored.
So why would you get bored? What was boring?
They were giving me the same job all the time. I want a change over, you know.
Could you ask for a change?
Well, I did ask for a change.
Yeah, and what did they say?
They had a think about it. And then the next day then, they said yes, they changed me over.
Yeah.
No.
But you didn't like turning garments?
No.
Because
my hands were all... We had rib trousers, my hands were all sore and all that stuff.
Oh, were
they? Turning.
Yeah. I suppose if you're doing that many, it does rub them, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does rub.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So we'll talk now about the time you left.
Yeah.
So what happened in work? Did they call everybody and tell them what was happening, or what happened at the time?
And they call everybody then.
Say, one by one or all together?
All together then.
Yeah, what did they say?
Nearly home time and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the buzzer went there, you got up to early stay and they said, no, got to wait for the buzzer to go first. No?
Yeah.
No.
So what did they say? How did you find out that the factory was closing then?
They called us together. Told us closing 2002, they said.
So how did you feel about that?
Bit nervous, you know.
Yeah.
And then we had the job centre people come down then.
Yeah.
To tell us then we got to go on jobs because allowance.
Oh, right. Did you expect the factory to close?
No,
there weren't any rumours saying,
no.
Oh gosh, we're going to be shut in.
No.
There was nothing, was there?
No, nothing.
And was there any change in... You know, your work practices, everything had been the same?
Same, everything's the same, you know.
Oh, right.
You know.
It must have been a heck of a shock for you.
Yeah, it was a shock.
Did you feel sad?
I feel sad.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm worried.
Worried, you know.
Yeah.
Look, you know, I still have a job sneakers allowance.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing, see.
No, I know.
Got to stay on it, see.
Yeah.
And I get disability allowance as well. Every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
My sister helps me, Susan, as well.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, my sister's good to me, see?
Is she?
Yeah.
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 Oh, you're lucky then.
I am lucky.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, pity factory's gone.
Yeah, it is a shame.
2002.
Yeah.
Happened. Make redundant then, see?
Yeah.
You know?
did they pay redundancy?
Yeah, they did then. Yes, they did. And P45.
Yeah.
You know. Shame.
But they couldn't help you find another job.
No, they can't.
Well, there's nothing much available, is there?
No, there isn't. If I go to work in a voluntary shop, you don't get paid.
No.
Nothing.
No.
So my sister said I'd better off staying on the dole.
Yeah. So what do you think's ahead of you now? You're doing a course here and stuff.
I'm doing up in the library looking on job match.
Yeah. What type of jobs are you looking at?
A cleaning job I am. You know, cleaning, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, cleaning job I'm looking at.
But you'd need something full time, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, full time, see.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Are you still in contact with any of the girls you worked with?
Yeah, I'm in contact with my friend Sclerthy, Rita, isn't it?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
If you had to sum up now your time in Slimmer and then it became Doers, how would you describe your time there?
When?
In the factory.
Yeah.
How would you describe it? Would you say... Or that it was a good time in your life?
Yeah, good time in my life. Good time in my life and all that. I had fun with the girls and yeah. Good laugh. We had a big raffle we did, see.
Oh, did you? How often was there a raffle then?
Summer and Christmas time.
Oh, twice a year?
Twice a year.
Yeah.
And Easter.
So who organised the raffle?
I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... supervisor that was getting the stuff and
yeah.
Putting it all out. I had my name, I won a box of fruit
yeah.
Hamper.
Oh, you could you choose what you
yeah,
had?
Yeah, you could, yeah, you could.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, we've got this photo here.
Yes.
Can you describe what's happening in the photo?
Right, that's me there.
Yeah, and what are you holding there?
I'm holding my watch.
Right, let's have a look at the watch then. Daphne.
That's my friend Susie.
Yeah.
That's Judith.
Yeah.
That's Sue Carroll. I don't know who's his name there.
He's a boss, is he?
He's the boss.
Yeah.
Maureen Maddox, Elaine Lewis, Julian Kleinock.
So you've all got watches there?
Yeah.
What did they give you the watches for?
20 years.
20 years service.
Service.
So how long were you there all together?
I was there 23 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it, I'll put this down here. If it, if it reopened today.
Yeah.
Would you go back then?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Susan, I would.
Yeah. Well, Daphne, thank you very much.
It's all right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.